Sí, ma.
Greetings, everyone. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. My, we're glad to have you in here tonight with us celebrating this Thanksgiving Day. We're live on a Thursday, the 28th of November, and we are right in the middle of our message. Matter of fact, this is part four of Destruction. We're in Matthew chapter 24 for our text basis, and tonight will be no exception. We're going right back to Matthew to kick it off here tonight, so get your Bibles, and let's go scripture hunting about the word of destruction. Now, the Bible says that when they say peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, today in the Middle East, and we're going to type this in 24:32, Matthew, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. Now, he indicated also that in these days of tribulation, that whoever is in this area should pray that their flight be not in the wintertime. Now, I know a lot of people believe that the prophecy was fulfilled here in Matthew chapter 24 in 70 AD when Israel, this nation that called itself Israel, it was really Judah because Israel was already far dispersed and had taken their flight many years before that. The biggest majority of Israel had then gone. And they had been dispersed abroad and became known as Gentiles. The word Gentile, Strong's number in the Greek, 2284, which has been constantly, if you will, it's been misinterpreted. It's ethnos, meaning a certain group of people. Well, the Bible, we have repeatedly said this, and we'll say it again tonight, for those that may be joining us for the first time, the Bible is to, for, and about a people called Jacob. Now, Jacob's descendants were 12, with the adopted son of Manasseh and Ephraim, coming in to fulfill Jacob, or Joseph's place in Jacob. So therefore, we've got 13 tribes to be accounted for. Now, most every Christian that you talk to believe that the Jews are God's chosen people. Now, why would we believe that? It's because that we have inherited the lives of our fathers. Our fathers believe that, so quite necessary. We believe that because we were taught that. I was a Baptist because my mom and dad was a Baptist, so on and so forth. And as you bring up a child, so he is. It's hard to get these traditions out of your mind, your heart, and your soul once they've been ingrained with enough inbreeding, let's say, of consciousness or spiritual consciousness or teachings. And so then that's why that the Catholic Church says, give us the first 7 years of the child and you can have the rest of its life. They know that they will program that child in its first 7 years, and that child will be a programmed robotic responder to the things that it's been taught and ingrained into its mind. Satan also is aware of the subconscious mind, and he's aware of some of the programs. So is your government. Our government has been involved in subconscious, subliminal suggestion for the masses of the people. You know, I mentioned last night about the fact that Abraham Lincoln was killed with a conspiracy. Well, all week long, they have been running the conspiracy series on TLC, and they are now, at this moment, I believe that they're running the John F. Kennedy assassination, and the evidence now, 40-some years later, is overwhelming that John F. Kennedy was a victim of a conspiracy somewhere with deep within the recesses of our government, and has been controlled and covered. The Warren Commission, I mentioned last night about Henry Kissinger. Now he's going to be in charge of the 911 committee to look into whoever was involved in the 911 cover-up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a joke. It seems that our government and its people that runs it, that it is so deep, steeped so deep in deception and deceit, that no wonder the Bible says, after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened. There is no revelation. Sun is indicating light. And we're living in perhaps one of the most advanced times, technological speaking, modern times. We probably at the, well, I'm saying we're not at the zenith. We'll be going farther, deeper and deeper into modernism and things of this nature. Much knowledge being increased, knowledge unfolding. Every 10 years, we have to rewrite. Everything has become obsolete. Things that were truth 10 years ago is not truth today. And so then, we're in a constant flow of information coming down to the point that we can't keep up with the flow of the information that's being sent down our way in these modern, last technical times that we live in. These are highly technical. And involved in this technology is some of the great mysteries, like I was speaking about last night. The very fact that the crash, the UFO crash, the supposedly crash that the government now has branded as a weather balloon, after that they had issued a press release for the United States Air Force that they had recovered a disc with occupants and aboard, and there were casualties, and then the retraction that it was not a disc, but it was a weather balloon. Well, from that day, beginning in that day, 1947, around 1948, when this little place in Palestine was deemed or stamped as the birth of the nation of Israel. This is one of the, if not the most deceptive things that's ever happened to mankind. That is to make everybody believe that that is Israel there, when in reality Israel is no more there than perhaps you are at this moment, if you're listening to me. And maybe a few in Israel listening tonight with their downloads. And if you are, I want you to know that you have either been suckered into going there, or you have an agenda yourself and you are related to these that call themselves Jews, which in reality, when you watch Sharon, when he walks up to the podium and makes a speech on behalf of the state of Israel, he is definitely not speaking for the 13 tribes of Israel. He's speaking for a specific group of people that call themselves Jews and are not. You say, well, buddy, so many Christian principles and doctrines are saying that the fulfillment of all Scripture will be in the Middle East. Not so. The Bible speaks about a place, and it's written and recorded in the Bible, that Almighty God Himself will move His people to, never to be returned. He will plant them. And that's 1 Chronicles 17:9. I've read it before many times to you in your presence, never to return. I will plant them in another place on the earth. He called it the wilderness, where he would bring the sons of Jacob and make them as the seed or as the sand of the sea and as the stars of heaven for multitude. Well, you know that that little thorn-like extension right there in the middle of the Arab states where Israel was carved out, this nation that calls itself Israel. This is deceptive. The reason they hung the Star of David up there and called it the House of Israel, when you've got to be a Jew to get back there, you cannot say that you are from the tribe of Dan and move back and gain citizenship into this country. You must show proof of what they call Jewish blood. Now, what I see is that these that call themselves Jews, and the Bible says in Revelations 2:9 and Revelations 3:9 that there will be a people that will come upon the earth, and this is the fig tree people. I've talked about the fig tree people before. The fig tree people were generated out of Judges 9, and they were offered the supreme rulership, and at that time they refused it. For the fig to rule over the earth. You see, they don't want to rule over the earth or to become a mighty power. They want to be behind the scenes as Rothschild, one of those that calls himself a Jew. And he was nothing more than a Khazar, the blood of the Khazars that flows in these people there in the Middle East today. About 90% of everything over there is a Edomite, Khazaric bloodline. Has no bloodline, direct relationship to the blood of Jacob, the house of Judah, or the house of Israel. These are two different houses. And yet the world don't understand that this is where the preponderance of the burden that we have an uphill track. We're pushing this giant lead ball uphill of the revelation that they that are in the Middle East that call themselves Jews and are fitted for destruction. I read you the scriptures last night. These people are fitted for destruction. You say, well, it'll never happen. Now, there's no power on earth that will destroy that place. Well, you know, if it does happen, then where does Christianity turn to? They're going to have to reevaluate all the prophecies. Here's one of the prophecies now, their rapture. And you know how they get the rapture. It says they will be two in the field, and one taken and one left. This is the rapture theory of the Christians. Of course, their rapture theory is that the righteous Christians, those that confess Jesus Christ, will be raptured out and they will lose gravitational pull. All of a sudden, they're going to be changed and they're going to float out of airplanes. If the pilot's a Christian, you've seen this this fictitious movie that they show. It's a joke. You see the cars going down the road and daddy confessed Jesus and the wife didn't. And then the wife is left to fend for herself as all of a sudden this daddy disappears out of the automobile, hurling itself down the highway at 65, 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden the wife is left with a dilemma. There's nobody driving the vehicle, or there's nobody flying the plane, because all of a sudden we're going to have a rapture of the Christians. And then the Jews, who are God's chosen people, will go through 1,000 years of modification, and then they will accept Jesus as their Messiah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's no scriptures to support these theories whatsoever. And yet they keep preaching them because people keep wanting to believe these things. It's a tickling of the ear syndrome that most Christians have. Yes, they want out of here. I can't blame them for wanting to get out because they're basically what's created the mess that we're in. And by creating this mess and this dilemma that we face here today, we have given everything that we've got to support that little area in the sandbox. We call it Israel lie. It's the lie of those that claim to be Israel and are not. They claim to be Jews and are not. I have told you repeatedly that there is, and still is, by the way, the people that claim to be Jews and are not, then there are those that are true from the tribe of Yehuda, which if you will go to 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 6 through 12, you'll read where Israel was removed, and then approximately 127 years after that, Judah itself was removed up to Babylon. So the house of Judah and house of Israel are two separate houses, that's true. But the whole family of Jacob, the 13 tribes, are one tribe and one blood and one people. You see, not all of the tribes have gone back to the sandbox. And I said a while ago that the figure, if you wish to really know the figure, there's about 3 million people over there claiming to be Jews now. And if you knew the actual percentage of those that were direct bloodline descendant to Jacob, then you may change your opinion about who are the true Jews and who are those fitted to destruction. Almighty God is going to solve this mystery and this riddle by himself. When he gathers them up for the last day, keeping them up to be destroyed by those who he said would be his destroyers. And have you ever wondered what drives the Muslim, the Arab? Have you ever wondered why that three men or four men would walk up to a hotel, two would enter in and carry a bomb strapped to their waste and exploded inside, and the two outside would detonate a car bomb outside just to destroy a few of those that they deem to be their enemy. Have you ever wondered what drives or what motivates those people to do that? There is a scripture in the Bible that says that these people will have a sword in their house forever. It will not cease to be out of their house. This sword will be in their house forever, as it is instructed in the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis, and reading verse 37 and 30, "And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him," talking about Jacob, "your lord," or your master, "and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine I will sustain him, and what shall I do unto you now, my son?" And listen to what Esau asked for. "And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou not but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even also bless me, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept." Now we know that Esau desired to be blessed in the presence of Isaac, his father. He knew that when Isaac the prophet would bestow a blessing upon him, it would be forever. But listen to what Isaac said in verse 39 and 40. This is exactly what he told him would happen. And ladies and gentlemen, you can believe one thing, that the Arab people who are now functioning under this covenant. This is sort of a covenant. It's a covenant through the word of the prophet. God will honor the word of his prophet. That was Isaac. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, Behold your dwelling. Behold your dwelling now. Shall be with the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Now this is a prosperity covenant that he's making with the Arab people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can see the sheikhs of Arabia. You can see the dukes of Edom. And when we say Edom, we're talking about a people that the Father himself is going to use for the destructive purposes of his plan. Now, a lot of you Christian identity people may not agree with this, but let me say something right here before you go off toting your tradition rather than truth. Because a lot of Christian identity people have tradition. British Israelite-ism is a tradition, not a truth. And from that sprang a lot of false concepts that Christian identity, those that call themselves Christian identity, they've adopted these philosophies and they have adopted the errors of their fathers. It is very easy to go wrong through tradition. And we'll get into that more later when we teach on the Ephraim-Manasseh connection. And I've taught on it before here on Truth Radio. We'll continue our series. Tomorrow night will be our last night on Truth Radio. We will be going to WWCR on shortwave radio to further the gospel. And we appreciate all of our listeners on the internet network. There's been many that have supported our gospel with encouragement and ties and love and orders and things of this nature. And don't think that we're abandoning you and that we're just pulling the plug on our ministry to evil and treat you. That's not what we're doing. We're just trying to put your dollar and your offerings and your love where it will be most accepted or the most gain can be benefited from it. And that is that we get our message, your message. Our message is your message. If you support our ministry, your support is what takes this message out to those that are out there. And we figure that we can get more bang, if you will, for the buck, as the old saying goes. Just as we believe that the Arab, just like they demonstrated today there was an election in Israel. Guess what? Guess who went right back in? The henchmen, that one that actually slayed and is slayed. There's pictures on the internet. That is, I'm telling you, it is so repulsive. It is so sickening to see the carnage and the abuse and the afflictions that the poor Arab people, these very people here that Jacob's talking to, this is his blood, this is Isaac, giving them prophecy here. Now, you're going to listen to this prophecy. Jacob said, through Isaac, the prophet, the blood of Jacob speaking through Isaac, said, Behold, your dwelling shall be with the fatness of the earth. That promise is going to remain. There is a diabolical plot of a people that's trying to steal that covenant promise and blessing. They come to America and they have practically turned America. They've not completely destroyed the fatness and the blessing of Joseph. This is Joseph's fruitful bough, if you will, the branches that runs over the wall, and that's who we are. They've not completely destroyed that, but they're on the way. And we are right on the some drastic happenings right here in this country. Pastor Buddy, the shepherd's call. I'll be back with you in the second half. You stay tuned. I'm coming back in 2 minutes, and I'm going to give you the 40th verse of Genesis chapter 27. It's quite interesting. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening here tonight to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We're talking about destruction and hell beneath is moved for the final destruction of an enemy. An enemy that is perhaps right under your nose. We're mixing and mingling in the last days as we did in Genesis 6 with the enemy until the time this miscegenation will be the break of the Father's patience with the earth. Remember in Genesis 6 when the race mixing, and that's basically what it was, got so bad and out of line that the Father determined that the end of all flesh was in sight? Well, what do you mean by that? The destruction of the flesh man. This man that has really wreaked havoc with the laws of Yahweh, constantly using the carnal mind, which is not subject to the laws of God, and neither indeed can be, with the things that seem right versus the things that are right. If you're spiritual, you're an outcast. If you're spiritual, you are the square peg that never fits in to the round hole of society. You are an outcast because you speak things that is not understood, just like Christ when he come. Many things that he spoke were hard to understand. Even his disciples wrestled with his sayings, and he would have to take them aside and instruct them spiritually and what he meant. Well, if you look here in the 40th verse of Genesis 27, you'll find out that this place in the Middle East, you're seeing these bombs, you're seeing men that have not only hazarded their life. You say, oh, buddy, these are fanatics, these Muslim, we've been told that they're savages and they're brute beast, and we ought to destroy them. Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that if you claim any relationship to Isaac and to Jacob and to Abraham, you better understand one thing, that the people that's killing these people are not Jacob's blood. It is not Jacob that is killing these people. It is those who call themselves Jews and are not, but are liars. Repeatedly, we have taught here, in the time and the duration that we've been here on Truth Radio, about the lies of those that claim to be Jews and indeed are not. But they are right out of the house of the serpent. And this serpent has grown, multiplied, and now controls 97% of the wealth of this earth. Now, this is frightening. When you put 97% approximately of the wealth into the hand of a snake, you're going to get nothing but snake venom for your efforts. And the very thing that the world thinks is right is absolutely 100% wrong. Why? Because the Bible said that a day will come, they'll call good evil, and evil good, not knowing or not able to discern between right and wrong. Now, our Christian people, here's where we have the issues. Here's where we make the argument for the truth's sake. For those who claim to be God's chosen people, which indeed they are not, and Christ told you here in Revelations chapter 2 and verse 9 and 3 and verse 9 in the book of Revelations, he asked you to try them. And then he made a very surprisingly astounding statement, if you will. And he said, well, I know you've tried them. And those that call themselves Jews, let me read it to you right here. This is Revelations 2 and 9. I know your works, talking to the church now, the people of the church, the Spirit speaking expressively to the church, verse 7, I know your works and your tribulation. Now, who would labor among the people of God, the sheep, with the truth and be branded as fanatical, heretic, and troublemakers because you preach the truth? Then when you preach a lie, you get into the 501(c) mentality, if you will, a new United Nations Church of Christ conglomerate, this unified spirit of deception, this abomination of the earth, this great whore that would deceive the very elect, this system that is set up and is teaching the doctrine of Balaam. You know what the doctrine of Balaam is. In 2:14 says, I have a few things against you because you have them that hold to the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast the stumbling block before the children of Israel. Not the Jews. The children of Israel. Now, the children of Israel comprise, and are made up of, I said, 13 tribes. Judah is just one of the very tribes of that makeup. And they have settled mostly, mainly, in Germany. These are the Aryan blonde Germans who predominantly are out of the house of Judah. You say, well, my God, there's one that killed all the Jews. No, ladies and gentlemen, 50 years ago, they knew who the Jews were. These were the vagabonds spoken about in Genesis chapter 4, that the seed of Cain would be a vagabond in the earth. And they have been expelled from practically every country on the earth except the United States. Isn't it amazing that the United States is the greatest nation, and we were free of them? We were warned by our founding fathers that if we ever accepted them on the shores of America, that we would be in for ruination. And what prophetic utterance that was, because now that we have turned the storehouse over to the fox, what do you think Henry Kissinger is? You think he's a Gentile? Ladies and gentlemen, he is a Jew. Why is it that all these Jews are given appointed to look into what the government has done when it's the Jews who are running the government that have done all the evil things, including killing Abraham Lincoln? And oh, how that turned itself 100 years to the day to John F. Kennedy. And the similarities between the two are put there exactly for the Father to let you know that there's something wrong with this government system, has been for as far back as 1865, by the way. Started before that, but it really got bad. And then we got John F. Kennedy. And then we have Martin Luther King. And they killed him to make him a martyr, hero. We even have a January 19th birthday. We take off during that time. Of all the heroes that America's ever had, only King gets honored as one of, presidents don't even get this honor. Well, he was sort of a Castro. He was an accepted, he was a communist, ladies and gentlemen. He trained down here in Knoxville, Tennessee, right out of Knoxville, at a communist training camp. We're talking about Martin Luther King. His ideals and fundamentals were sponsored, and he was taught the Communist Manifesto. And then when he became more valuable to the cause dead, they killed him. He was killed. Yes, why? Because the man that went to prison for the crime never pulls a trigger. He was a stooge. He was set up. Just like Timothy McVeigh. He didn't pull the trigger on the bomb down there. That wasn't a fertilizer bomb, ladies and gentlemen, that brought the building in Oklahoma City down. It was an inside job. When you see the planes flying into the towers of Babylon in New York, and you think that these were Arab terrorists, if they were doing this? These were remote-controlled, guided airplanes, all of them. The plane that hit the Pentagon was not a plane. It was a missile disguised as a plane, far from the underbelly of a large military jet plane. All these are conspiracies, ladies and gentlemen, that beg answers today, and there'll never be none because the cover-up is starting now with Mr. Kissinger. And why would they want that? Well, it's for national security. They know what's good for the country, and they're running the country. They're telling us what's good for our country. It was good to kill these guys. Kennedy. You know, I mean, all Kennedy wanted to do was to do away with the Federal Reserve, among other things. Well, you know, I mean, it was good for national security. We got him out of the way. And it was good that we got Martin Luther King out of the way. We made him a martyr. And now he's a hero. Values and principles that were taught are now incorporated into the government. Our Supreme Court is a bunch of liberal communists. Morris Dees in Montgomery, Alabama, now fighting the Ten Commandments. What's he got against the Ten Commandments? What have all the Jews got against the Ten Commandments? They don't believe in the Ten Commandments a bit more than some pygmy in Africa, some headhunter, some head shrinker. And yet we've been made to believe that God is a universal God for everybody. The God of the world is. The humanist God. The God of the Jews. The God of fortune. The God of power. Rothschild said it well when he said, "I care not who makes the laws, just give me the money." You can buy a lawyer. Lawyers is twisted disciples of the laws ordained. That's all a lawyer and attorney is. He's a twister. That's why he calls him a twister. In Latin, it's a twister. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a joke. The Ten Commandments and the federal court in Alabama? Yeah, they'd be taken out. Federal troops would be sent in to enforce it if the judge don't, you know, give in, and who knows what's going to happen down there. But there'd be no Ten Commandments placed there because Mr. Dees has got his way. He's got a budget about $20 million just to keep watch on those that speak out against the Jews. And if you've ever done it, you're probably on the list. And the more power they get, the more persecution that they bring against those who are righteous that believe in the biblical principles of the Word of God and know who Israel is. Most of Christianity and those who should know who Israel is don't even know that they're Israel, and they're supporting a people that's not Israel, and therefore they fell for the lie of Revelation chapter 2, "I know your works in tribulation, I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews and are not, but are out of the synagogue of Satan. Fear not none of these things which you shall suffer." You mean you're going to suffer when you tell the truth about verse 9? Yes, you will. You will become the minority, not the majority. If you want to stay in the majority, go with the world. Go with the 501(c) application, race mix. You see, you got to sign a paper that you're not prejudiced. You believe that race mixing is okay. You believe that collecting money for the government is okay. And all these things that they advocate and support. And you got to preach that to the end of the clique. And this is the blasphemy And this is the doctrine of Balaam. Balaam was a prophet that sold out for silver and gold. And Israel has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prophets across America that have sold out for filthy lucre just to go around. A lot of them don't agree with this, but they go along with it because too much money involved. They can't get out of it. They're hooked. Just like getting on cocaine. You get high and you can't get off of it. They get on this easy money. The more they lie, the more that they hold hands with the world, the more they're accepted. Look at TBN. That's the biggest bunch of jokes that I've ever seen. The women and their men are nothing but jokes. They're worldly. They flash their large diamonds. Their well-manicured nails. They never worked a day in their life. They spend their time collecting money, taking up for this cause and for that cause, all in the name of Christ, to deceive the very elect. My, but things are getting interested in this last day, and God Almighty will get tired of it. Now, notice here, let me again go over to 3 and 9. I've heard these scriptures quite a few times here on Truth Radio. And most of you folks that know the truth know what it says before I ever read it. But it bears witness with our spirit that these days are now. Look at the Middle East. Today. Now, no planes in the air is going to be safe. They were firing missiles at the plane that left Kenya, I believe it was, today, headed back to Tel Aviv. Or at least the Israeli pilot said that he saw two trails of vapor trails that looked like missiles being fired from down below, and they missed the plane. The all I will make them are the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. I mean, there are the people on the earth that are of the synagogue of Satan that say they're Jews, but they're liars. Yes, they are. And when you talk about it, you get branded as anti-Semite. When I say that I am a Semite myself, I am from the bloodline of Joseph. I am a true Israelite. That's who I am. You, perhaps, an Israelite yourself. And I hope you know your identity. If you don't, you're listening for the first time, well, then you better find out your identity, because the Bible said they would deceive the very elect. Now, let me close it out here tonight with this 41st. I've taught on this before, but I want to reemphasize the destruction that's coming, and it's coming quick now, to a place where you call Israel that may not be there much longer. Then what's a Christian going to do? Where's their religiology at then? Where's their rapture? Where's their theories that Israel is invincible, undefeatable? That by the sword shall you live. This is the prophet Isaac. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you take Isaac not to be a prophet, you don't know how powerful that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were his prophets. Jacob was so powerful in his prophetic utterance of Genesis 49 that he told his sons where every one of them would go before they ever left that country, before they ever got married, before they ever had any children. He told them where that their sons and daughters would go to, and where they would multiply, and what region, east, west, north, and south. He pointed it all out and wrote it because he was reading the stars in heaven. It's all written in the stars, by the way. They end from the very beginning, and it's amazing. And here's the prophecy of this one great prophet, Isaac, by the sword. He's talking to the house of the Arab cause. Saddam Hussein is an Arab. Saudi Arabia is all Arabic. They're strict, fundamentalist Arabs. They got the old ways and the old customs. That sword has been in their house. It's their way of life. They will live with it, and they will die by it. But that is the power of Almighty God in his prophetic hunters to give them a covenant that the fatness will be in their dwellings. That means that they will be rich. All these Arab nations are there. And that's why that the enemy is trying to go there and why that they're trying to subdue It's not because Saddam is a threat to society. Ladies and gentlemen, China, Russia, North Korea, these are the real threats to America. But you see, America is led to think just for the oil, just for the riches and the fatness. This word fatness is riches. This is what they're going after. They're not going after Saddam Hussein per se. They're going after what Saddam Hussein represents, and that's the fatness. They're going to the land of fatness. They're going after the wealth. Now, whether it's for national security, maybe we need to. Oh, I don't know. I don't have insight to what the government's causes and their long-term projection is. I don't have all that information. So I'm not an authority on that. If they come and tell me, I'll let you know. But they ain't going to let you know, and I'm certainly not in the know. And so you're going to have to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling and know that this is a diabolical cause, as I see it today. I see it as a diabolical cause because the Bible says that they will have a thought in their mind to go up and do these things. And that's what they're doing. And the Euphrates River is mentioned in the prophecies. That's where the 200 million demons will be unleashed. 200 million. Man, you talk about the power of demons that are bound in the Euphrates. These are the fallen angels. When these babies are released, when this prophetic seal is broken, and this is the final seventh seal that will be broke, is the unleashing of these 200 million fallen angels. When they are loosed to come upon the earth and given authority to take over, you ain't seen nothing yet. Boy, they're coming after the just and the unjust. You're just going to rain on both of us. If you're in their way for their agenda, they're going to change this earth so drastically, you won't know it in 50 years from now. But here's what the Arab, he's going to play his part. And by the sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and it will come to pass that when you will have their dominion. Now, I want you to listen to this prophecy. I've taught on it many times. The world's missing this. They'll go back in the Jew. You better rethink your appraisal here. And you better have another thought here. Because the brother is Jacob. When you break the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off your neck. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a scary thing. Well, this is Pastor Budden. I've got to get out of here. My time is already gone. And I've enjoyed being sitting in here tonight with you, just giving you the heartbeat of my heart. Praise Yahweh. And hoping that you will know that even after I leave here, I'm always available for you. You've got my telephone number. If not, you need to get it tonight. I'll still be here ministering with the same telephone number. Any changes, we'll let you know. If you're on our mailing list, we'll keep you there. We won't forget you down the road. Tune in to WWCL. Get your shortwave radio and start tuning in to us and keeping up with us. And we'll send you a tape or a message or a track every once in a while. And just stay in touch with us. That's all we ask you to do. All the listeners that we got on Truth. Truth has been wonderful. We appreciate the opportunity to serve on Truth. We'd like to come back sometime if finances will permit us to do so. We've enjoyed our time here. And every message I've preached, I have thoroughly enjoyed it because I know how brothers and sisters, many of you have contacted me, and I'm honored to be one on your list of preachers that you admire and trust and love, and I deeply appreciate that. It means a whole lot to my soul every day. You're on my prayer list. I think about you. Praise Yahweh. So call me, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. I'm remote tonight, but I will take a message. Just leave me a message on voicemail at this telephone number. Area code 423-626-2172. I'll call you back. And if you'd like to write me, it's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call my sponsor tonight, that's Dr. Gary. He's en route from Jackson, Mississippi right now, probably. 1-877-289-743, man, is his toll-free number. Leave him a message. He'll call you back. And that's Dr. Judd, my good buddy in Andrews, North Carolina, and the great group over there. 1-888-281-7320. I'll see you tomorrow night for the final show. Rob Wakeman.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.
Pat Buchanan, Bob Stewart, Ron Paul, Bob Schultz are just a few of the guests Clay Douglas has talked with. Clay is the Free American, and he is as near as the Internet. Listen to the Free American Hour every morning live at 5 a.m. Pacific Time or 8 a.m. Eastern Time on truthradio.com. That's 12.160 on shortwave, or check out the archives of his show anytime at freeamerican.com. Why be a sheep waiting to be sheared? Read the Free American News Magazine and listen every morning to become really knowledgeable about current events. Call 877-423-3250 to subscribe to the Free American Magazine at $40 per year, or just go to freeamerican.com to listen to the show. Remember to mention Truth Radio, and a portion of your subscription cost will go to help support the network. That's 877-423-3250.
Listen to Truth Radio Network around the world on the World Wide Web at www.truthradio.com.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. An Israeli airplane targeted by two missiles as it left the airport in Kenya has safely landed in Tel Aviv. The missile attack occurred at the same time a car bomb exploded outside an Israeli-owned hotel in Kenya, killing 11 people. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. Israeli Foreign Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is giving its attention right now to the victims.
We are taking emergency action to...